FIN.
Here's your Storm Center 11 forecast. For today, a flash flood watch remains in effect through this afternoon. It'll be hot and very humid today. We'll see variable cloudiness with still the chance for some scattered thunderstorms, some of which could have some heavy downpours today. Highs will be in the low and mid-90s. Tonight, slight chance for a couple storms, warm and muggy with lows in lower 70s. For tomorrow, hot and humid again with a chance of storms, 93 for a high. And then a few showers and storms the first half of Saturday, and then a dry Sunday. For WFIN, this is News 11 meteorologist Mike Stone.
And right now we have 76 degrees in Findlay at 1330 WFIN. Once again, let's run through the entire list of closings and delays courtesy of Gene Stevens Honda and the Huntington Bank this morning. Blanchard Valley Industries is closed today. Cary schools are closed. The new student orientation will be held this evening at 5:30. Meet the team night be followed that, and then first day of school, hopefully, be tomorrow. Trinity Lutheran in Genera on a two-hour delay. Heritage Christian School, a two-hour delay. Mohawk, a two-hour delay. Pandora Gilboa is closed. Riverdale is on a two-hour delay. Upper Sandusky, a two-hour delay. Almost Home Infant Care and Preschool is closed. Christian Cuddle Care closed. Home-based daycare is closed. The Something Special Learning Center Center Street location is closed. The Fox Run location is open, so make note of that. YMCA Child Development Center is closed. Brown Mackey College will be closed until the level 3 emergency is lifted by local officials. Some of the other closings that we have here this morning, Blanchard Valley Medical Associates will open at noon, so their morning appointments and such will be canceled. Cary Curbside Recycling is canceled for the week. Cary Senior Depot cards have been canceled. The Cauldron Crates funeral for Robert Aldrich has been rescheduled for 10 a.m. Friday. Make note of that change. Commercial Savings Bank locations at Lincoln Street and in Cary have been closed. Donnell football practice canceled. The FABS summer care program at Wilson Vance is canceled. Findlay Downtown YMCA closed until further notice. The Findlay Optimist Club fundraiser has been canceled. Findlay Schools maintenance, ground, and custodial crews need to report to the high school at 7 a.m., so you should have reported already or should be on the way. All other employees need to stay home unless you were contacted, and that would include the staff in-services and new teacher orientation. Those have been canceled. Flag City B&I chapter will not meet today. Jazzercise at the Anchor Center closed for the week. Press paperboard first shift has been canceled. Marathon offices in downtown Findlay, those have all been closed for today. Maryland's Lifelong Education Center is closed. New Beginnings Luncheon is canceled. Open Arms, all services canceled. Our Lady Bingo in Cary is canceled. The Pandora Gilboa School kindergarten testing will be rescheduled. United Way kickoff block party has been canceled and then will be rescheduled. There we go. All employees at the Findlay Post Office should report. They're going to give it a go today. They are asking that you report. The Community Action Commission office is closed. That means no HATS transportation for today. Findlay High School band camp delayed until further notice. Family resource centers are closed. United Way Board of Trustees meeting canceled. Employee benefit consultants closed until 10 this morning. Pathways Counseling Center in Ottawa is closed. West Ohio Food Bank, CSFP food boxes pickup. The Family Center have been canceled, rescheduled for the 31st. Northwest Ohio Orthopedics Findlay office is closed. Hancock County License Bureau closed. Dr. Weingate's office closed until 11. Arlington High School band practice has been canceled. All Hancock County offices are closed for business. Employees can report when the river drops below 15 feet to begin cleanup, but closed for business today. Century Health is closed, and the Findlay Municipal Court is closed today as well. So that is everything that we have, courtesy of Gene Stevens Honda and the Huntington Bank. You can get all of that information online, of course, at WFIN.com. Look for the links and get the complete list updated continuously as the day goes on. 7-Eleven now as Good Mornings continues.
Patience.
Aflac!
Or visit AflacSB.com. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
To the farm meeting place a little bit later on. Jumping ahead of myself here. Well, you'll have that. If that's the only thing that goes wrong today, I'll be a pretty happy guy. It is 12 minutes after 7 o'clock, 7:12 now, 1330 WFIN. So high school football kicks off this weekend, and it won't be long before the NFL season is underway as well. And whether you're a veteran fantasy football team owner or preparing for your first ever draft day, we got a great guest with us this morning, FoxSports.com senior analyst Mike Harmon, with the insider information and sleeper picks you need to be successful in all your fantasy football leagues. Talk a little sports here this morning, get our mind off of everything else. Mike, thanks very much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me. This is the best time of the year.
It is, and I know you have been making the rounds of the various training camps and so on. What insider information you can share with us as it relates to those who will be drafting for fantasy football?
Well, we've got a couple of players on the radar right now. You know, Joseph Addai in Indianapolis last year really shone down the stretch, over 1,000 yards. Dominique Rhodes is gone, and that means a new number two has to arise, and that's D.D. Dorsey. He's a great little speed back, great receiver out of the backfield, and a guy Tony Dungy absolutely loves. Remember, one of the things as you're looking at fantasy football when you're drafting those top-tier backs is you're looking at the systems they play in, and all it takes is one turned ankle by Joseph Addai for D.D. Dorsey to become the number one back in one of the league's most potent offenses. So he's a guy I've got an eye on. In Cincinnati, number three wide receiver is the topic of choice right now. Chris Henry, it looks great, looked great in the preseason game, but he's not going to be available for the first half of the season. So
right. You're
looking at a guy to emerge out of the crowded lot there. They've got five players vying for the position. I like Tab Perry, third-year wide receiver slash return man. Marvin Lewis and company love him. He's a big speed receiver down the field, and I think a guy that could be targeted late in drafts as they wait for Henry to come back.
So those maybe would be a couple of value picks there.
Couple of value picks late, particularly Dorsey. That's a guy that's going to slide under the radar in a lot of leagues. People are going to look at his career and where he comes from, small school, and they're going to dismiss him. But in that offense, everybody can be a star.
Now, let's step back a little bit for those who may be getting into this whole fantasy football thing for the first time. What are some of the things that they need to know as they're starting to get into this?
Well, number one, just make sure you know your league rules. It sounds so simple, but you'd be amazed at how you dismiss it and you overlook it as you go into the draft. And, you know, it really what that comes down to is make sure you know what scoring categories you're using and make sure you know how much, you know, how many points you're getting for each of those actions. Because if you're using a point per reception, which is one of those that's really on the uptick in fantasy leagues, that's one of the trends we're seeing. You know, it's really going to dramatically change the value of certain running backs and certainly of the wide receivers. So like a Brian Westbrook, who's a good running back and runs the ball very well, is just that much better if you're going to get a point for every time he catches the ball out of the backfield. He's averaged 73 receptions over the past 3 years. So he's a guy that would suddenly fly up the draft boards, as would Marvin Harrison and your top receivers. So that's one thing they want to do. Number two, you never want to go into the draft with outdated information. A lot of people will buy that one magazine on the newsstand and decide that's the be-all, the end-all. And it's a good start. But over the course of training camp, as we see day by day, you know, you've got twisted ankles, you've got broken legs, you've got injuries and position battles to account for. And that's where the online sites, particularly ours at FoxSports.com, come into play. We've teamed with Coors to present the front office where we update things daily coming out of camps, all the news and the latest information. Guy sprains an ankle, you're going to hear about it and know what the fantasy ramifications are. The other thing, you need to stay active and aware of players' roles. You know, as the season evolves, you know, last year we saw the change, I think, that we're going to see for years to come of more teams going to two-back systems, making sure that they don't put too much mileage on their first string running back. So what we're seeing is probably half the teams in the league this year will use two or more runners. That's going to mean that the guys that are getting 20 or more touches are worth that much more because they're not ceding carries to other backs. And third, you want to look at the systems. You know, you want to make sure that you're aware, all right, this team's got a solid offensive line, so I know my quarterback's not running for his life on every passing down or, you know, absorbing too many hits or taking too many sacks, and that the running back's going to get the support he needs to perform. You know, we've got a lot of those questions across the league as we go to week two of the preseason.
Now, is it a fair thing to say that you want to look for a fantasy league that kind of matches the areas that you know most about? I mean, if you naturally gravitate toward watching the receivers, you want to find a league that emphasizes that a little bit more than, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly the case. You know, there are leagues that tailor to everybody's opinions and you know, their likes. You know, on FoxSports.com, we've got message boards whereby people can post, hey, I've created a league which really features quarterbacks, or hey, I've posted a league, I love watching defenses work, and you know, I'm a big fan of linebacker play.
Good point.
So, you know, you can go draft Ray Lewis, Brian Urlacher, and the like. So, you know, there's lots of options out there.
Again, you don't want to get mismatched.
No, that's right. You know, you want to play to your strengths, and certainly as you enter this for the first time, be open to the different options and try to keep it simple. You know, get in and get your feet wet. You know, it's sometimes trial and error. You know, you pick players that you like based on, you know, where they play, or, you know, you like their college, or what have you. And then you refine your strategies over time.
You mentioned some of the sleeper picks earlier. Anybody else that we should really keep our eye on?
Sure. A couple other guys I want to look at. Jarius Norwood in Atlanta. Jarius Norwood, senior running back. Warwick Dunn coming off back surgery. Probably going to play a little bit less of a role. Norwood last year, he's got breakaway speed. So there's a possibility that, you know, you can get some big numbers out of him, particularly with Dunn injured. Owen Daniels in Houston, one of the other strategies to look at are, where do you have quarterbacks who are first getting their feet wet in the NFL? Mm-hmm. You know, you want to look to their tight ends because they're going to look for their safety valve. So that's one of those things. Matt Schaub in Gary Kubiak's offense, most certainly going to look to him quite a bit. You've got Lendale White in Tennessee. You know, there's three running backs right now vying for a top job there, and all of them are going late. I think White has the most upside in his second year out of USC, a guy that I think is starting to peak. And then we've got two wide receivers in Baltimore and Pittsburgh, respectively. You've got Demetrius Williams and Santonio Holmes, both young receivers, but who can make plays downfield, and guys that are great later picks in drafts.
Mike, thanks very much for the update. We'll get a link up on our website to yours so folks can check that out and get ready for another great season of NFL action. Mike, we appreciate your time.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me.
Check out our website at WFIN.com. Click on the Good Mornings link or log on at goodmornings.net. It is 7:20, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. Let's get another check of sports. And once again, here is Chris Miller. Whoops, hang on just a second here. I got to make sure that I'll hit the right button. Again, if this is the only thing that goes wrong today, I'll be a happy guy. Let me try this again. Let's get another update of sports. And here's Chris Miller.
And in 1330 WFIN. And I'm Chris Miller, WFIN Sports.
And Chris, so tonight the Trojans kick off the football season at BG.
Yes.
And this actually, this kicks off the high school football season around the state. There's nobody playing earlier than tonight, right?
Yeah, I mean,
this is
as far as I know of, I don't think anyone played prior to this evening.
Findlay High School and St. John's kicking off the entire Ohio high school football season. Now, that's pretty impressive there.
And it's at BGSU, and they have new turf. They've done a lot of renovations at that stadium, so it's a great way to open the year. And, as we said, as of this morning, anyways, they were still hoping to play that game. I know Jerry Snigress, you know, a lot of the kids can't get to their houses right now. Some of the kids have their equipment and stuff still at their houses. I know the buses were underwater. So last I heard, Liberty Benton had offered the use of some buses to get the team to the game tonight. So as of right now, that game is still on. Hopefully this will be a way for some folks to take their mind off what's going on. But when you get right down to football, the Trojans have their hands full tonight because I think Toledo St. John could be the best team Findlay faces all year.
And without those last minute practices yesterday, today, I don't know. I know the last couple of days anyway, practices have been canceled, and that's as a coach not what you want to head into big game.
They did get to practice Tuesday. They did get a practice in before all heck broke loose.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, though, as Mark Ritzler said, they've been preparing for Toledo St. John since camp opened.
That's a good point.
Toledo, I think, may have missed one practice this week, too. So, but, you know, it shouldn't matter. It's all going to come down to tonight.
You know, those lights go on, you come out of the tunnel, and you're ready to go. Let's play some football. So what do you see for this game, though?
Well, I know Toledo they were 8-3 last year, made the playoffs. They have 16 starters back. Four of those kids were all district players. They did lose their quarterback. He went to Weber State to play, Sean Patterson, but the Rattay kid, who was an all-state defensive back, is now going to play quarterback. So I don't know what kind of passer he is, but he's fast as lightning. So
a little bit of an unknown.
I know
there,
they've got a heck of a running game, and Finley's offense I think should be pretty decent. They've got almost everybody back. Of course, they lost a big one in Chris Schneider, their quarterback. So now Eric Gilbert takes over. He'll step in at quarterback.
So both quarterbacks are a little unknown.
Yeah, and of course, but defensively, Finley only returns one full time starter from a year ago. So they will be tested tonight by the Titans.
Could this be a high scoring affair?
I don't think so. I think Finley's got to keep it low scoring to hang with the Titans tonight.
Okay, so they can't get into a shootout. Yeah. All right. Well, we will have coverage for you, and it all begins, 7:15 tonight?
No, actually, about 6:30 will be pregame. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff tonight, since it's a Thursday night.
Okay, good point. So 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff right here on 1330 WFIN. And, Chris, we look forward to it. Thank you very much. Tomorrow morning, we'll get a preview of all the rest of the area games.
A lot of big games tomorrow, too.
Yeah,
two in particular.
So we've been looking forward to that. Chris, thank you very much. It is 7:27. Get a check of the weather forecast and a farm meeting place update coming up.
Today's lesson, hard and up.
Forecast a service of the Wingate Body Shop. The Storm Center 11 forecast from News 11 meteorologist Mike Stone. A flood warning in effect until 11 this morning. The flash flood watch in effect through this afternoon. And a chance of scattered thunderstorms in the forecast. Now, that's not what we needed to hear, is it? Good news is, though, at least right now, the last check of the radar screen, everything that's out there is moving to the north of us. Not so good for the folks to the north of us, but for us, that is certainly the best news. If it's going to be out there, it needs to be to the north. Hot and humid this afternoon, so cleanup is not going to be fun. A high of 93 this afternoon. Slight chance of rain tonight and tomorrow as well. Warm and muggy. Overnight low 72, 93 again tomorrow, and currently it is 76 degrees in the Flag City. The Findlay Elks Lodge is closed. Glenwood Middle School football practice canceled. And the Findlay Optometry Clinic is closed both today and tomorrow. Those are the additions to the list. Paul Winterham is here with the farm meeting place. What you got going on?
Well, we're supposed to go to the Allen County Fair today, like we were yesterday, and obviously we're not going today. It is Pepsi Day down at the Allen County Fair. Just a couple of things about that for anyone that might be in our listening area, might be heading over there. That Hinder concert that was supposed to be over the weekend, that has been rescheduled for tonight at 6:30. If you don't want to go tonight, you want your refund by from your earlier ticket, you have to do it by noon. This is supposed to also be Seniors Day, or Golden Age Day, as they call it. All senior activities at the Allen County Fair for today are canceled. Okay, and the harness racing has also been canceled today, and that's been moved until tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So, you know, the other stuff that's on the schedule is pretty much set to go as planned. So, you know, just wanted to get that out there. Yeah. The other thing I want to talk about briefly is the Stuff the Bus, the distribution for that. I mean, school's going to start irregardless. So our Stuff the Bus promotion until further notice is still on for Saturday. At the Family Center, 1800 North Blanchard Street, Findlay, the old food town, if you will.
Right.
It's been converted and made into the one-stop Family Center shop, 10 to 3 while supplies last. And if that changes, we'll let you know.
As of right now, that is still on.
That's still a go, yes.
For Saturday. Yes. All right. Thank you very much, Vaughn. Coming up next, a complete recap of everything that's going on this morning. News with Scott Jennings in the Morning Report as Good Mornings continues.
Holy cow, Batman! The Hancock.